It's Friday, February 26th, 2021. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick. Health officials in Nevada reported 14 COVID-19 deaths and 571 new cases of the virus Thursday. As KUNR's Paul Boger reports, it's the third time this week new daily cases surpassed the state's rolling average.
Nevada's two-week rolling average of new daily cases has trended downward in recent weeks, falling from a high of more than 2,200 new cases a day in early January to just 329 new daily cases this week. But despite small spikes in new daily cases, health officials feel optimistic the state is heading in the right direction. Nevada's test positivity rate is now hovering around 8.6%. The World Health Organization recommends a positivity rate of less than 5% before governments fully reopen. A little more than 500 people in the state are currently being hospitalized for confirmed or suspected COVID-19. Paul Boger, KUNR News.
More than 292,000 people have contracted the virus statewide, and more than 4,900 Nevadans have died. In Washoe County, health officials reported 52 new cases Thursday. Fewer than 5,000 cases remain active. 642 people in Washoe County have died since the start of the pandemic. In the Quad Counties area, officials reported 35 new cases and 49 additional recoveries yesterday. And in Elko County, 6 new cases and 4 recoveries were reported yesterday. The state of Nevada announced the expansion of a new vaccination tracking system Thursday that officials say will help vaccination efforts move more smoothly. The system is tied to the popular Salesforce platform and began this week in Clark County. It will expand to other counties in the coming weeks. Officials say the new system will allow residents to schedule and change vaccine appointments and fill out paperwork from a mobile app, and it allows health districts to keep track of data and vaccine information in a central location. In Washoe County, the Walmart on Kitsky Lane is hosting a COVID-19 vaccine pod today for seniors 65 and older. The company will distribute 1,100 doses. Anyone interested can sign up online. Elko County is also holding vaccination clinics today and tomorrow. Today's slots are all booked, but officials say Saturday has openings available. That is happening at the Elko Convention Center. The FDA is set to approve the single-dose Johnson & Johnson vaccine as early as this weekend. The Mountain West News Bureau's Stephanie Serrano explains what this will mean for some states in our region that are struggling to get the vaccine out.
States like New Mexico and Montana lead the nation in administered COVID-19 vaccines, but Utah and Idaho are trailing far behind. Christine Porter is a public health professor in Wyoming. She says this is likely due to the U.S.'s underfunded public health system.
There's not really a federal plan for how vaccines are going to be distributed, and so then each state was left to its own devices. And it was a question then of how prepared each state was to invent their own systems.
If the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is approved, there could be tens of millions of single-dose vaccines available nationwide next month. Porter says this is a big deal for our region. In Idaho, public health officials say they are in desperate need of more vaccines. A spokesperson said they're excited about this new one because it's a single dose and it doesn't need ultra-cold storage. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Stephanie Serrano.
More Nevadans may soon become eligible for unemployment benefits, but how many isn't exactly clear. The U.S. Department of Labor announced Thursday new guidance for state employment departments that would expand eligibility for the unemployment insurance benefits. The expansion would include independent contractors, the self-employed, and gig workers. The move would also extend retroactive benefits to workers who previously received unemployment but were then rejected because they turned down work at establishments they considered unsafe. Tahoe's Lakeside Inn and Casino is officially selling off its assets at auction. Items up for grabs include gaming and kitchen equipment as well as furniture. The casino is also selling off the longest craps table in Nevada. The Locals Casino, situated on the shores of Lake Tahoe, permanently closed last year early in the pandemic. It's unclear whether it will reopen under new ownership. And in sports, the University of Nevada Reno men's basketball team will play in front of a crowd this weekend. The Wolfpack is scheduled to take on Utah State tonight and Sunday. This is the first time the Wolfpack has played in front of fans since taking on Grand Canyon University in December. Those are your morning news headlines for Friday, February 26th. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick.